A city council committee is trying to figure out how to make sure short-term rental properties like the ones offered on Airbnb comply with Jacksonville laws. The committee's first meeting is standing room only Thursday. Short-term rental hosts seated next to unhappy neighbors, like Avondale resident Lynn Richards, who's brought a petition. She flips through her notepad.
But we have quite a few signatures here of people that just do not want this in the historic side of Jacksonville.
On the other hand, Avondale resident Rosemary Kate rents out a room in her house and doesn't think there should be really any changes.
I mean, there's so much economic opportunity to short-term rentals, both for hosts and for the city.
But the city sees issues. Airbnbs don't neatly fit under a single zoning designation. And in many cases, owners aren't supposed to claim full homestead exemptions if they rent out rooms. About 400 short-term rental hosts were cited for that last year. The committee's chair, Danny Becton, says city law needs to provide more guidance.
We're hoping to get clarity, okay, across the board, and so somebody can, we can put it on one sheet of paper. If you're going to participate in a business that does short-term vacation rentals, here are the things you need to do. Check every box and you're golden.
One area the city is most concerned with is it's losing out on a 6-cent tourism bed tax because hosts don't know they have to pay it. Airbnb only collects state sales tax, but if the city enters into an agreement with Airbnb, it'll collect the bed tax too. Last year, it collected nearly $13 million for 39 counties. Or the city can create a mechanism to collect the money itself. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.